Well, good morning. It is January 21st, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we are going to be reading from Genesis chapter 22, Matthew chapter 21, Nehemiah chapter 11, and Acts 21. So let's get into the Word this morning. Genesis chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham? And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder, and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand, and a knife, and they both went up them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father? And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire in the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And so they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told them of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I knowest that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behind him a ram caught in a thicket by the horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven a second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. And so Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, Behold, Micah, she hath also borne children unto thy brother Nahor, and Huz his firstborn, and Buz his brother, and Kemuel, and the father of Aram, and Chesed, and Hazo, and Pildash, and Jiblath, and Bethuel, and Bethuel begot Rebekah. These eight Milcah did bear to Nahor, Abraham's brother, and his concubine, whose name was Rahumah, she bare also Teba, and Gaham, and Tahash, and Makkah. That was Genesis chapter 22. Let's move on over to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethpage unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. And this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Sion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went, and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass, and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, to the son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And then when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all of them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the son of David, they were sore displeased. And said unto him, Hearest thou what they say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea. And have ye never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? And he left them, and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it, and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith, and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And in all things, whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. And when he had come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, By what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if ye tell me, I in likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it, from heaven or of man? And they reasoned within themselves, saying, If we say from heaven, he will say unto us, Why did ye not then believe him? But if we say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Jesus and said, We cannot tell. And he said unto them, Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. But afterwards he repented and went. And he came to the second and said, Likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Whether of them twain did the will of his father? And they say unto him, The first. And Jesus saith unto them, Verily I say unto you that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him, and ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterwards that ye might believe him. Hear another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard, and hedged it round about, and digged a winepress in it, and built a tower, and let it out to the husbandmen, and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen, that they might receive the fruit of it. And the husbandmen took his servants, and beat one, and killed another, and stoned another. And again he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all he sent unto them his son, saying, They will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said unto themselves, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him, and cast him out of the vineyard, and slew him. And when the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do unto those husbandmen? Then say they unto him, He will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their season. And Jesus said unto him, Did ye never read in the scriptures, The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And therefore I say unto you, The kingdom of God shall be taken from you, and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and the Pharisees had heard these parables, they perceived that he spake of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet. That was Matthew chapter 21. Let's move on over to Nehemiah chapter 11. Nehemiah chapter 11. Nehemiah chapter 11. And the rulers of the people dwelt at Jerusalem, and the rest of the people also cast lots to bring one of the ten to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city, and nine parts to dwell in the other cities. And the people blessed all the men that willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. Now these are the chiefs of the provinces that dwelt in Jerusalem, but in the cities of Judah dwelt every one of his possession in their cities, to wit Israel, the priests, and the Levites, and the Nephilim, and the children of the Solomon's servants. And at Jerusalem dwelt certain of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Judah, Ahinah, the son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Mahalalel, of the children of Perez, and Maaseiah, the son of Baruch, the son of Kolaseh, the son of Hazaiah, the son of Adaiah, the son of Jorarib, the son of Zechariah, the son of Shelaniah. And all the sons of Perez that dwelt at Jerusalem were 80 valiant men. And these are the sons of Benjamin: Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Joed, the son of Pedaiah, the son of Koliah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ithanel, the son of Josiah, and after him Gebai, Salai, 928. Joel, the son of Zikri, was their overseer, and Judah, the son of Senua, was second over the city. Of the priests, Jedidiah, the son of Jorarib, Jachin, Zariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meroth, the son of Ahitub, was the ruler of the house of God. And their brethren did the work of the house where 820 and two. And Adiah, the son of Jehoram, the son of Peliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur, the son of Micaiah, and his brother in chief of the fathers, 240 and two. And Amashi, the son of Azriel, the son of Asai, the son of Meshulamoth, the son of Immer, and their brother in mighty men of valor, and 820 and eight. And their overseer was Zabdiel, the son of one of the great men. Also of the Levites, Shemathah, the son of Hashub, the son of Azrakam, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Bunai, and Shebathai, and Jozbad, of the chief of the Levites, had the oversight of the outward business of the house of God. And Mattaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, was the principal to begin the thanksgiving and prayer. And Bakubkiah, the second among the brethren, and Abda, the son of Shamua, the son of Galel, the son of Jethuthan, all the Levites in the holy city were 84. Moreover, the porters, Akub, Talmon, and their brethren, they kept the gates, were 72. And the residue of Israel, of the priests and the Levites, were in all the cities of Judah, every one in his inheritance. But the Nephilim dwelt in Ophel, and Zihai, and Gizpah were over the Nephilim. The overseers also of the Levites of Jerusalem was Uzai, the son of Bani, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micah. Of the sons of Asaph, the singers were over the business of the house of God. For it was the king's commandment concerning them that a certain portion should be for the singers due for every day. And Pethaniah, the son of Mashabeel, of the children of Zerah, the son of Judah, was at the king's hand in all matters concerning the people. And for the villages with their fields, some of the children of Judah dwelt at Kiriath Jarba in the villages thereof, and at Dibon in the villages thereof, and at Jekabizel and in the villages thereof, and at Jeshua at the Moladiah and Bethlethet, and at Hazareshua and Beersheba and in the villages thereof, and at Ziklag and at Mekonah in the villages thereof, and at En Ramon and at Zerareah and at Jarmuth, Zanoth, Aduel, and in their villages at Lachish, and the fields thereof, at Aseka, in the villages thereof. And they dwelt from Beersheba unto the valley of Hinnom. The children also of Benjamin from Geba dwelt at Michmash, and Asia, and Bethel, and in their villages, and at Ananoth, Nob, Ananiah, Hazor, Ramah, Gittaim, Hadid, Zaubim, Zebalat, Zod, and Ono, the valley of craftsmen. And the Levites were divisions in Judah and in Benjamin. That was Nehemiah chapter 11. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Acts chapter 21. Acts chapter 21. Acts 21. And it came to pass that after we were gotten from them and had launched, we come from a straight course unto Cos, and the day following unto Rhodes, and from thence unto Patara. And finding a ship sailing over into Phoenicia, we went aboard and set forth. Now when we had discovered Cyprus, and left it on the left hand, and sailed unto Syria, and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unlay her burden. And finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. And when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way, and they all brought us on our way with wives and children till we were out of the city. And then we kneeled down on the shore and prayed. And when we had taken our leave one of another, we took our ship and they returned home again. And when we had finished our course from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais and saluted the brethren and abode with them one day. And the next day, we that were of Paul's company departed and came unto Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the Evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. And the same man had four daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet. So shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they of the place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. And then Paul answered, What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, The will of the Lord be done. And after those days we took up our carriages and went up to Jerusalem. And there went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought them one Menasim of Cyprus, an old disciple with whom we should lodge. And when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And the day following, Paul went with us unto James, and all the elders were present. And when he had saluted them, he declared particularly what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord, and said unto him, Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe. And they are all zealous of the law, and they are all informed of thee, that thou teachest all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither walk after the customs. What is it therefore? The multitude must needs come together, for they will hear that thou art come. And do therefore this we say to thee, We have four men which have a vow on them. Take them, and purify thyself with them, and be at charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing, but thou thyself also walkest orderly, and keepest the law. And as touching the Gentiles which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from strangled, and from fornication. And then Paul took the men, and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification, until that an offering should be offered for every one of them. And when the 7 days were also ended, the Jews which were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people and laid hands on him, crying out, Men of Israel, help! This is the man that teacheth all men everywhere against the people and the law in this place, and further brought Greeks also into the temple and hath polluted this holy place. For they had seen him before in the city of Trophimus, an Ephesian, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they took Paul and drew him out of the temple, and forthwith the door was shut. And as they went about to kill him, tidings came upon the chief captain of the band, that all Jerusalem was in an uproar, and who immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down unto them. And when they had saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they left beating Paul. And then the chief captain came near and took him, and commanded him to be bound with two chains, and demanding who he was and what he had done. And some cried one thing and some another among the multitude, and when he could not know the certainty for the tumult, he commanded him to be carried into the castle. And when he came upon the stairs, so it was that he was borne of the soldiers for violence of the people. For the multitude of the people followed after, crying, Away with him! And as Paul was to be led into the castle, he said unto the chief captain, May I speak unto thee? Who said, Canst thou speak Greek? And art not thou the Egyptian, which before these days madest an uproar, and leadest out into the wilderness 4,000 men that were murderers? And Paul said, I am a man which am a Jew of Tarsus, a city of Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city. And I beseech thee, suffer me to speak unto the people. And when he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and beckoned with the hand unto the people. And when there was a great silence, he spake unto them into the Hebrew tongue, saying, and that's the end of chapter 21. I always love the way that chapter 21 of Acts ends, because it leaves you on a cliffhanger. So you have to tune in tomorrow to see what happens in 22, or you can read ahead. But that's our reading today for January 21st, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me. Good morning, everybody. Make sure that you give a thumbs up or a comment to the video in order to get credit, but let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer as we conclude. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you so much, God, for your word today. God, as we read in our first reading today in Genesis, you indeed did indeed provide the lamb for the sacrifice. God, not the ram in the thicket, but your own son, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you did not spare to pay for our sins. Oh Lord, we praise you so much that that sacrifice was made, and that because that once for all perfect sinless sacrifice was made on our behalf, that we stand before you as forgiven sinners. Those who had spurned your law, those who had hated you, Lord, you have forgiven, you have clothed, you had seated us around your table, you have fed us, Lord, and you have prepared for us a home in heaven which we look forward to someday. Lord, help us to live in light of that today. Help us to tell others about it today. Lord, help us to honor you, Lord, in all things, in our thoughts, in our actions, Lord, in everything that we do. Lord, may you get all of the glory because you are due it, all because of that lamb that you provided for the sacrifice for our sins, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great day. Stay in the Word. Bye now.